It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson will return to Saturday Night Live when the season of the show airs in mid-January. The comedian wrote on Instagram he didn't want to be on this earth anymore over the weekend, and sources now say Davidson turned a corner in his mental health problems after an outpouring of support from friends and family. He will be back on SNL when the show picks back up in January after the holiday break. Halsey is firing back at those who slammed her performance on Tuesday's finale of The Voice. Dancer Jay Chenoweth joined Halsey when she belted out Without Me shortly before Chevelle Shepard was revealed to be the winner of season 15. The two wore crop tops and high-waisted short bottoms, and their sensual performance had choreographed embraces as well as tussles. So it was like, that's like a fancy way of saying, I mean, it was like two girls all over each other. Okay. So the performance was slammed on Twitter with a bunch of users saying, you know, that that was inappropriate. It's supposed to be a family show. There are a lot of teens watching, kids watching.
Would they be complaining if it was a guy and a girl?
I don't know. So, well, they had a problem with the outfit she was wearing, too. Like, it was just too revealing and stuff. So Halsey responded to the critics, tweeting, "Very proud of the emotional performance I did with Jay Chenoweth on The Voice tonight. And I'm also very proud to have pissed off the homophobic viewers at home who missed the message."
There we go. That's what I was wondering, if it was that.
So there's that. Texas alum Matthew McConaughey has been named the Minister of Culture for the Longhorns' new basketball arena. The school says the Academy Award winner will help create a fan experience unlike any other. The new basketball arena and entertainment facility is set to open in 2021. And John Legend has a new Christmas album out, but he had to record it in an interesting way.
The most interesting part about recording a Christmas album is you don't usually record it during the Christmas season. So this year, I was in the studio and recording Christmas music in Los Angeles. It was about 100, 110 degrees, but we turned the lights down, hung some Christmas lights up. So we had to find ways to get into the mood for Christmas in the middle of the spring and summer.
I never think about that, but it's true. Like, they release this stuff before Christmas, so they're probably doing it like in the spring and summertime.
Yep, same with like models that do fashion ads and stuff with winter clothing. They're in all that winter stuff in the summer taking those pictures, and then for the summer clothes, they're going outside and freezing their asses off in bikinis and stuff.
You're like, wait, why is she not pale? Oh, wait, okay.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we are going to share our favorite Christmas songs, and also we want to hear from you too. Let us know what yours are.
But these are not your everyday Christmas songs. These are amazing.